John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
All you can eat catfish is just $12.95 tonight and every Friday during Lent at Iacovelli's. Catfish fillets, fried clams, coleslaw, hush puppies, and spaghetti. All you can eat for just $12.95 tonight at Iacovelli's. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the weekend. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KCRS. Great to have you folks along with us today. We're going to do our trivia contest, our Who Do You Trust game. And a few stories to kick around, of course. And I believe if we're lucky at the end of the segment, we may have a joke from Tina Dalpiez.
Woo!
We will find out. So a lot to get to. Let's get right to it. I'll go ahead and give you the numbers for trivia, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And now a round of introductions, spinning the hits, running the control board. Here he is, everybody, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
The woman who, despite going through dental surgery last Friday night, was able to not only sing great but play the harmonica, too. Very impressive. Here is Tina Dalpiez.
Boom.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
That was funny.
And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. How are you, Dan?
It's great, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. I like this music.
Yeah, what is this?
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode. Okay.
You know, Depeche Mode, right, Bill?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was just checking the trivia.
Got the greatest hits in my car right now. Let's get right to it. We play a little game called Who Do You Trust? Got some trivia questions here. You call in. And I will ask these folks here in the room, Peon, Tina, and Dan, and they'll all give an answer. You decide which of them you trust, which answer you think is right, or you can say that you don't trust any of them. And I always try to pay attention to the game. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I doze off in the middle of the game.
Right.
So that's part of the fun.
Well, yeah.
To see if I can continue to pay attention to the game that I'm hosting. We'll see, and I'll try not to hang up on anybody that I'm not supposed to this week. Let's talk first to Mark. Mark, hello. How are you? Welcome to the weekend, man.
Hey, everybody. I'm AM in the PM.
All right.
Hey, Mark.
All right, Mark. Here we go. We start with Eon the Peon, and we'll get the answers here, and then you tell us which one you trust or if you don't trust any of them. Got to get three to be the big winner, okay?
That'll work.
And by big winner, I have no idea what you win, but...
it's something big, though.
I'm sure it's I'm sure it's something big. All right, Mark, here is our first question, and it goes to Eon the Peon. What brand of camcorder was the first to have a color LCD screen? What brand of camcorder was the first to have a color LCD screen?
Sony.
Tina?
RCA.
Daniel.
Panasonic.
All right, Mark... Who do you trust?
I'm going to go with Ian.
You're going to go with Ian. Yeah. Well, that's not a good choice.
Oh.
The answer is Sharp.
Oh.
Ah.
Sharp.
Wow.
When what a big deal that was. You don't have to look through the black and white screen anymore. All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling.
You guys do the same.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, what's going on, man? How you
doing? Hey, who's that guy that's subbing for you Monday through Thursday? Is he new?
Yeah, yeah. Pinion, I think. Frank Pinion.
AM in the PM.
Yeah. He's going to broadcasting school. He's an intern.
He's going to broadcasting school.
He's on assignment today.
Students.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, Mike. Let's go now to Tina Dalpiez. Ray Charles, Tina, went to jail for 1 year in 1965 for... What?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ray Charles went to jail for 1 year in 1965 for possession of what drug?
Oh, I'm going to say heroin.
Dan?
Marijuana.
Piana.
Cocaine.
Okay. Mike, who do you trust?
Tina.
That would be correct.
One in a row.
I believe he was addicted to heroin for quite a while,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. All right, here's the next one. Who was the first female artist to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 albums charts? Who was the very first female artist to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 albums charts? Start with Dan.
Janis Joplin.
Peon.
Barbara Streisand.
Tina.
Mariah Carey.
All right. Mike, who do you trust?
I trust no one.
Good job. The answer is Whitney Houston.
Oh. Wait a minute. She just died.
I thought of all the ones I put together, oh, well, that'll be the easy one. That's the one they'll guess. All right. This one might be difficult, but let's see what we can do here. We'll start with Eon the Peon. How many has he got right? Two?
Two,
right?
This is it, man.
Okay.
He could take home the CMC... stereo gift card.
And the Casa Gallardo gift card.
Yeah.
Casa Gallardo gift card. Awesome.
Right. Yep. All right. What made Louise Brown special the day she was born? July 25th, 1978. Louise Brown. What made her special the day she was born? July 25th, 1978.
She had no arms and no legs.
Tina?
She was first test tube baby.
Daniel?
She was James Brown's daughter.
All right. Mike, who do you trust?
Tina, that was such a good answer. I'm just afraid. I always trust, and then it never happens. I'm going with Tina.
Good job. She was, in fact.
Oh, no. We have a winner?
Wow.
That never happens.
Wow. 1978, the world's first test tube baby. I would have thought that would have been a little later in time. Have you heard that before?
No.
It was a total guess.
Really? Yeah. You guessed? Oh, my goodness.
Good
job. Great guess, Tina.
Thank you. Good job.
Well, Mike, you know, we didn't really put together any prizes because nobody ever wins. So I thought, I listen all the time.
He knows the deal.
We'll come up
with
that.
And last time I won, I didn't get anything either.
Oh. Well,
we have cups or mugs.
We'll find something. Yeah.
Hang on. Chat with Dan. And thanks for playing. Okay. I can't believe it. We actually got a winner.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't know. I've got a few more questions here. We can take a few more calls. Let's talk to Mary. Hi, Mary. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Right.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Tough act to follow. We actually have a winner.
If you listen to the show with any regularity, you know we don't normally have a winner.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah,
I know.
It's kind of strange. But we can keep playing here. Let's start with Peon again. What was the most popular name for baby boys in 2011? Peon. Most popular name for baby boys in
Jacob.
2011. Okay. Tina.
In 2011,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Michael.
And Dan. Most popular.
I have to turn my mic on.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Ethan.
Okay. Mary, who do you trust?
None of them.
Good job. Do you know what the answer is?
No. I think it's more modern, though.
Yeah. Aiden, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Aiden.
A-I-D-E-N.
Holy. Yeah, I've heard that.
Except the echo.
Okay. That's one from Mary.
Holy crap. Are we going to have two winners?
Maybe. Let's try this one. What actress plays Bruce Wayne's childhood friend Rachel Dawes in the movie Batman Begins? Tina.
Who was Batman in that one?
It's not part of the question. Tina?
Batman Begins.
Just name an actress. Bruce Wayne's childhood friend.
I'm going to say...
We are off at 6 o'clock.
I'm going to say Michelle Pfeiffer.
Daniel?
Sandra Bullock.
Peon.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
All right. Mary, who do you trust?
Well, I almost want to go with Peon, but I don't know. I'm going to say none of them.
Good job. The answer is Katie Holmes.
I think that was a dark night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what happened?
Nothing. We were just having a conversation.
Amongst ourselves.
Go ahead.
About my question?
Continue.
You think my question's wrong?
No.
No, about what Peon's answer was.
Oh, dark.
Because I thought of her too, but then I thought, I think that's the joke.
Yeah. Okay. So Mary now has two.
Yes,
she is on the brink of becoming the second winner today.
Holy cow.
Never. Not only have we, I don't think we ever had one winner, we certainly haven't had two winners. On which continent would you find the most windy spot on Earth? On which continent would you find the most windy spot on Earth?
Wow, North America.
Antarctica.
Asia.
All right, Mary, who do you trust?
Well, I'll just go with none of them.
No?
The answer was Antarctica. In fact, Peon had it right.
Wow.
Mary.
So close.
Mary, we were so close to setting history here.
Yeah.
And you let us all down.
We were going to give you an EJ Corvettes gift card.
All right. Mary, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
Bettendorf wrap.
And some Eagle stamps.
Yeah. Now let's do one more. What the heck? Let's talk to... this is another Mike. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm AM and the PM, and since I turned 65, I'm doing a lot more PN in the AM.
Hallelujah. Okay.
What in God's name just happened?
I don't know. Well, Mike, good luck with that, by the way. Let's see here. Zumba is a very popular workout routine. You guys have all heard of Zumba, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Originated in what South American country? Peon.
Argentina.
Tina.
Brazil.
Oh, I was going to say Brazil.
Well, Dan doesn't know another country in South America.
South America. I'll say Festus.
Now, wait a minute. Hang on. You can't name another country in South America?
Come on. You can do it,
besides
Dan.
Argentina and...
Spain.
Brazil.
No, Spain is not in South America.
Come on. Let's keep one guess.
Yeah.
Let's see how long it takes here.
I'll go with Tina.
Hang on, Mike.
Wait a minute, Mike.
We need to see if Dan can come up with another country.
I'm sorry.
Chile.
There you go.
All right.
Chile. Okay.
Chile.
You got to say it like that. All right. So who do you trust, Mike?
Tina.
All right. What did Tina
say? Brazil.
Brazil. That is incorrect.
Oh.
Probably Chile.
No, it's not. Colombia.
Colombia.
Colombia. All right, Mike, thanks for playing. Good luck with the peeing. All right. I think that's playing.
Zumba in Colombia.
All right, so we got a winner today. So that was good. That's a step up from most weeks, and we'll do it again next Friday. So this guy has sold his comic book collection. I've mentioned before in the show, I never really got into comic books. I know some people that collect them, and if you have the right ones, they are worth a lot of money. Here's a guy in New Zealand who sold his. And what do you think that he got? He sold his comic book.
His entire
childhood
collection?
Comic book collection. What do you think? And let me throw in a few of these. He had a copy of Detective Comics number 27. That sold for 10 cents back in 1939. Mm. Let's see some of the other ones. Action Comics number 1. That was a 1938 issue featuring the first appearance of Superman.
And what did he sell these on? eBay?
No, they went up for at an actual auction house. Mm-hmm.
And how many? Just his collection.
Just his collection. He had 345 well-preserved comic books.
I'm going to say 150,000.
I was going to say 250.
It's going to be like 2.something million.
$3.5 million.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, those are from 1938. Those are
the original.
Especially number ones are really...
He had a Captain America number 2, which is a 1941 issue with a frightened Adolf Hitler on the cover.
Ooh.
Man.
Yeah, did you guys ever read comic books? Were you ever into
No, them? Archie comics, not superhero comics.
I think, yeah, I think I may have had a few Archie comic
Archie
books
and
as
Jughead
a kid.
Were, and I was a Betty guy more than Veronica.
I guess, did they still, I mean, they must
they still have.
I think they still do make those.
They
yeah.
still have comic books.
But I mean, like big stores and stuff, or they just get them online now? And so
they have there's a comic book store in Oakville by my house on Telegraph Road.
There's still a couple out there, not many, but
it's
like baseball card shops. Oh, yeah. There used to be, back when I was a kid, they were everywhere, and now they're very hard to find.
Right. So I guess there's a new Nike coming out, a new Nike sneaker.
The neon green, the glow-in-the-dark.
They've already had a riot at a mall in Orlando before they even released the thing. Now, let me ask you, now it says here a Nike sneaker. What does that mean? Where did that come from, a sneaker?
A sneaker?
Yeah, what does that mean, a sneaker?
Like, well, I guess you can sneak up on people since it's
They're
soft.
Really quiet. It's not a,
you think that's why?
A hard-heeled shoe, like a dress shoe.
Yeah, I always say, do you say sneaker? Because I say tennis shoe, which even though I don't go
I
play tennis.
Tennis shoes,
sneakers.
Yeah.
So
I
use it
tennis.
As a sneaker. So
where are my shoes?
High tops. It was high tops back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
I
call them.
Yeah. Did you have the ones that
the pump?
Had the pump on the
That was
on the tongue on the
yeah.
front? Yeah. So beware if you're headed to the mall this weekend, new Nike.
So they glow in the dark?
Yes, and they're limited edition. Those people that collect those, I think it's that one was a Nike One or something, but they still release Jordans every year, and that was a couple months ago. People
right.
were riding over the new Air Jordans.
Unbelievable. If you live in the South, which that's not us, I suppose, but the Southerners are the sleepiest people in the United States. They say people who are in the South suffer from the worst cases of sleep disturbance and daytime tiredness. No real reason as to why. But they said people in the South are the worst. They say they did the study at the University of Pennsylvania, and they said people that are in the West are most likely to slumber soundly. I'm not really. Maybe the sound of the ocean, Nate, makes them sleep a little
I saw a story, I think it was just yesterday. They said getting 8 hours of sleep in a row may not be the best method to be well rested. It's
hey, I was that rhyme. Did you notice you did that?
No, I didn't even
may
know.
Maybe
it.
The best method to be well rested. That was good.
You're a poet. Holy didn't
cow.
Know it.
Yeah.
But your feet show it because they're Longfellows.
And now back to Peon.
But as I was saying, they're thinking now maybe you should sleep in 2 4-hour shifts. You should sleep for 4 hours, wake up for an hour or two, and then go back to bed for another 4 hours. And that may
why
that's
rest
dumb.
You the best.
The problem is when I get up and if I'm up for an hour or two, I can't go back to sleep.
Well, that's because there is the REM cycles, right? And they're about three and a half hours apiece. So I guess maybe there is some science behind it. But
I know a couple people that will nap during the day to make themselves.
I can't nap. More.
I can't either.
Really? Not even a half an hour?
No.
No. Every once in a while, though, I will just kind of fall asleep, though.
At 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, I'll
do that.
And then you wake up at 10 or something, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
And you're up till 2 in the morning.
Mm. We have the list of the worst cities for parking. We're very fortunate in St. Louis to have, even though at some places you feel like you're getting gouged if you go to a football game.
Clayton's
or a
not
baseball
the best,
game.
But downtown, yeah.
Downtown is, the best example I can think of is, Chicago. Last time I was up there.
Oh, my goodness.
It was horrible.
New York,
but
Chicago.
The worst cities for parking. New York is number one. Boston. Number two, San Francisco. Your wife Angela was just insane.
Yep.
She didn't have a car, though.
No, she said a lot of people walk everywhere. Yeah, it's amazing.
Philadelphia, Seattle. Those are the top places for horrible horrible parking.
In there?
No, that didn't make it. That was wow. So those places must be really, really bad. Let's see. What else? We got a guy who's been arrested trying to steal a corpse.
Oh.
it was his buddy.
Oh, it was a friend
buddy.
Of his.
And he was upset, so he broke into the they call it a if he's going to be cremated, what is that? The crematorium?
They do that at the well, some funeral homes do that.
They'll do it there,
too.
In the back room,
yeah,
behind the curtain. Well, this guy, he was upset about his buddy and decided he was going to break in and
take him out for one last
night. Yeah, take him out like Weekend at Bernie's, I suppose. And he's been arrested.
Did he get it out? Did he get his buddy out? Did they find him with him?
Oh yeah, no, he was just outside. He was drunk.
What?
What?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was drunk, but they caught him and they got the guy's body back. And did you see? You guys probably talked about this. I didn't hear the Whitney Houston one. The picture of her.
The picture, yeah, National Enquirer.
Yeah, she actually. Published. I mean, she actually looked pretty good. I mean, granted, she was dead.
That is,
and I know there are a lot of people who think that's disgusting and horrible and whatever. Whatever.
They do person. That. I don't care. But. I saw it was a Frontline about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and they did. I already talked about this a couple days ago, but it was about the funeral home business, and they do. They get out. It's almost like makeup and some paint, and they put some color back in the face and.
It's morbid and it can be kind of gross, but I think that would be interesting just once to watch them do that. I would do that just once.
Yeah, just, in person?
Just, sure. Well, no, like on a via webcam. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you watched it on TV. Oh. You mean as opposed to just watching?
No, I think
TV.
That would be very interesting. Do they get paid? I bet they get paid pretty well. Don't you think?
The funeral home business?
Well, the people that have to do that.
It's the people that work at the funeral home do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the people that do. Then, but then they bring. They
sometimes
bring
they
people,
bring in.
They bring people in that.
Yeah, but you
do
can't.
The hair and stuff and.
Yeah,
and,
but I mean, just, you know, average Joe Bob running the front desk at the funeral home's not back there putting the paint on the.
They pretty
know.
Much
sometimes.
Do. It's pretty
really,
much
they do
family,
everything.
Family
huh?
businesses
yeah, they do
where
everything.
They learn every aspect of it. Yeah, they.
I think that would be interesting. Again, one time I think would be enough.
My neighbor's a mortician, and he works at a funeral home, and they pretty much do everything. And he works on the bodies and picks them up and.
I saw on that show too. The newest thing is people will actually go now and watch the. Crematory process. The family members will go into the room there and.
Oh, see, I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
That would be very strange, I would think. But there you go. All right. And that concludes Morbid Death Talk for this Friday afternoon. Thanks for listening.
You.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Mike Evans will join us live from Hollywood on this Aloha Friday. Great to have you along. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they've cleared that accident off to the right shoulder on westbound 44 at Elm, but traffic was jammed back to Hampton, so it's going to be a slow go. And then with the sunshine the way it is, it's probably going to be pretty slow as you make your way towards Fenton. Also, the northbound 55 at Park accident, just one lane was blocked, but you're still backed up to Highway 44 and to Graboy. On westbound 70, looks like you're a little slow past the airport. You're heavy again from Mid-Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes. Westbound 4064, that looked like it was slow between Kings Highway and McCausland, the usual slowdown. Then from Ballas out through Mason, and then from Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Actually, Clarkson to the Iceplex. Once you go through Chesterfield Valley, everything looks pretty good to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's still just a little heavy as you approach Lindbergh through 170 and southbound 270. You have some stop-and-go traffic now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallarin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Comfort Air is all new for 2012. At Hannah's Better Beds, their new display beds are ordered. Get a sneak peek at hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Luxurious fabrics, new foams, including gel-infused Serifoam, and new controls from your number one Comfort Air exclusive dealer, Hannah's Better Beds. Give them a call at 314-205-1166 or visit their store in Chesterfield at 141 and Olive or click hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Hannah's and Comfort Air. Better beds means better sleep.
Hi, Mike Kelly here. West County Nissan is taking thousands off MSRP on a huge selection of inventory, and now is the time to buy. Take $8,000 off Maximas and Muranos, $6,500 off Pathfinders, plus Altimas now just $18,990. Hurry in to West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more information, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in-stock units only.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on porcelain tile. Select styles start at $1.28 per square foot. When it comes to quality, porcelain is top tier. And when it comes to savings, porcelain is just the beginning. Thanks to aisle after aisle of get-it-done savings going on now at the Savings Spectacular, where porcelain tile starts at just $1.28 per square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, see store for details.
If your car battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery. Only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
All you can eat catfish is just $12.95 tonight and every Friday during Lent at Iacovelli's. Catfish fillets, fried clams, coleslaw, hush puppies, and spaghetti. All you can eat for just $12.95 tonight
at Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
The weekend's not official until we hear Mike Evans singing Aloha Friday. That, my friends, is on the way in just a few moments. And Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. They do kitchens, baths, homes, online, ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, everybody, Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Get her done.
What's up, homie?
Hey, we start off with a pop quiz question. It's Oscar week. Your Oscar pop quiz question. How many times have the Oscars been postponed? Once, twice, three times, answer in just a minute. Oscar News' Billy Crystal tells friends that he's never worked harder than preparing and writing for Sunday's Academy Awards. He worries about the skits about the nominated movies may flop because, well, nobody's seen those movies. He says he has a lot of surprises. I understand there'll be interaction with the audience, and also there'll be a lot of footage from past Academy Awards. I think Billy Crystal will do a great job. Mm-hmm. Here are the big six picks. Here are my picks for the Oscars. Despite all the publicity that George Clooney and Brad Pitt are fighting each other for the Best Actor Award, Jean Dujardin from The Artist, I believe, will win the Best Actor Academy Award. Lots of insiders think that Meryl Streep might be getting a little momentum. She might win the Best Actress for Iron Lady. My pick is with Viola Davis from The Help. Supporting Best Actress. It's a toss-up between Bernice Vigil from The Artist and Octavia Spencer from The Help. I think Octavia wins this. And Best Supporting Actor, I think this is Christopher Plummer. He's older, he's really well-liked in the Academy, and I think he will win for Beginners. The Best Director, though, there's a couple of surprises. Best Director and Best Picture. Best Director, some say the Best Director was the guy that did The Artist. Some say Best Director was the guy that did The Help. My pick, Martin Scorsese for Hugo. That's the long shot, but I'm sticking with it. And Las Vegas says that the Best Picture is The Artist. That's the odds-on favorite to win. And right close to it is The Descendants. In fact, some Vegas oddmakers say it's so close to the call that you make Descendants wouldn't be a surprise if they win. The Descendants and Artists, and I'm going with The Help. I thought it was the best movie. What, you didn't like the movie Hugo?
Oh, I hated it.
Dan fell asleep in the middle of the theater.
How can that be so different between
the two? That's why I'm the Hollywood insider and a movie reviewer, and you're answering the phone.
I fell asleep, and my sister-in-law had to wake me up because I started snoring. It was like one of the worst pieces of crap I've ever seen.
It's nominated for more Oscars this year than any movie that was released.
I think
11 nominations. 11 Oscar nominations.
I got to go see this now.
So obviously they made a mistake, the Academy.
I think they did.
Also won more Golden Globes than any other movie. I guess they didn't check with you, Dan.
No, they should have checked with me because I'd have said, take that thing and burn it.
Yeah. Final Whitney Houston nuggets, the real story about Aretha Franklin not going to Whitney's funeral. She's been feuding with Whitney's mom, Sissy, for 25 years. And Whitney Houston was lying in state in an open casket for viewing, and it was $500,000 in jewelry on her when she was being viewed by her family and friends.
Wow.
There's a story that she was buried with that jewelry, and there's a guard at her gravesite so it doesn't get robbed.
Oh, for
That's
God's
a
sakes.
Bunch of duck butter. They didn't bury her with that jewelry. All that jewelry was removed.
Yeah. Duck butter.
Pop quiz. So how many times has the Oscar been postponed? Once, twice, or three times?
Tina.
I'm going to say once.
I'm going to say twice.
Twice.
Answer is three times.
I was going to say three times.
1938.
Thanks for letting me
play. At the Ambassador Hotel where the Oscars are being held. They had to postpone it. They postponed it on Martin Luther King's funeral day, and they also postponed it when Ronald Reagan was shot. They didn't know if the president was going to live. Three times. And finally.
Wow.
Three times, Mike. That was my answer.
Aloha Friday. Nowhere to Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. We're going to the Oscars.
Shangers,
Pageroo, Lily Okalani, Lani, Ani, Okay, look who in the car, and who, yo. Chill away, Kamiki, Kahoo. I mean, I look, I'm a key, Kagago, yo. Come on.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Ani, Ona, Nana, Lula, Wak, Hawaii.
Three times, I think, was the answer.
Yeah, that's what you guessed, right?
Yeah, that's what I guessed.
Got it.
Thanks for, just skip me. Completely skipped me.
Yeah, he did. Just went right.
Unbelievable. Well, that's Mike Evans, and brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Let's see.
He's down at the home show all weekend, too.
That's right.
Yeah, Tom Price.
I guess this is really the season for all those different shows. It's like one right after another, isn't it? The home show, the working women's show,
right before
the
spring.
Boat show, the this show. They got all that stuff. I don't go to a lot of those. The last one I think I went to was actually the boat show. That's pretty cool to see all the things that I could never
actually
afford,
I like going to the home show because you can kind of get some ideas about what you want to do with your house or have somebody show you how to do something or hire someone to do something. But I like the home show best out of all of them.
Now, I think we have just a moment here. Speaking of skipping people, I forgot all about Tina. Tina said she had a joke for today.
Oh, my goodness.
And I completely forgot her.
Oh, a travesty.
So karma is what just happened a few moments ago when I got skipped. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have time.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the joke now from Tina.
I don't know if this is Frank Parr, but...
Do we bring the ladies in on
this?
No, we don't do that.
Right. Here's Tina, everybody.
Okay. So there's this shy guy.
That's good stuff. That's funny.
Wow. Yeah.
No, she's not finished.
Shy guy heads down to the tavern, sits down a little table in the corner, and he's kind of having a drink and looking around, and he spots this really good-looking gal sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
It's similar to the last joke I told. So he's thinking, wow, I'd really like to talk. Oh, I can't talk to her. Oh, she's just too good-looking. I'm going to go ask her if she wants me to buy her a drink.
Sounds like my life story.
So he finally gets the nerve, and he walks up to the bar, and he says, hi, would you mind if I bought you a drink? And this gal kind of turns on her stool, and she looks at him, and she yells.
What kind of joke is it?
Blue humor.
She turns on the bench, she looks at this guy, and she yells really loud, no, I will not sleep with you tonight. And everybody in the whole place looks at this guy, and he's so embarrassed. And he slinks back to his table, and he's over there sitting in the corner like, holy crap, I can't believe she did that. What? So in a few minutes, this gal walks over to his table, and she's like, hey, look, I'm really sorry. I got to apologize to you, but here's the thing. Okay, I'm a graduate student. I'm working on my psychology degree, and I'm basically studying how people respond to embarrassing situations. She's like, I hope you'll accept my apology. And the guy looks up and he looks around the bar, and he's like, no, I will not pay you $200.
Hey! That was good.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Despite us interrupting you every 12 seconds.
That's okay. Oh, that's... Well,
she's turning on her stool.
That was in fact a turning point.
Yes,
all right,
it was.
Thank you, Tina. It's Tina. Tina Dalpiez, everybody. All right, let's break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And with another update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. First, I might add, it's a beautiful sunset right now. It's just going down over the horizon. So you folks heading out west, hope you're enjoying it. If you're heading west on 40, you're a little bit slow between the Science Center and McCausland. It's getting better, just a little slow now, 270 through Mason. Now, that accident on northbound 55 near Park, that only has the right lane blocked. The traffic is still back up to 44. Eastbound 44, you're jammed up approaching Jefferson to that merge. On southbound 270, a little slow between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, they've had that accident cleared. You're a little slow at Elm, it looks like, but then it's a pretty good run. And then you slow again as you make your way out towards the Fenton area between, let's say, Soccer Park and Bowles Avenue. This traffic report is brought to you by Buick Certified Expert Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Help make sure your Buick is ready no matter what the traffic or weather brings. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
And you might be 25 and not want to admit to your friends that you listen to talk radio, but here's a bulletin.
Weekday mornings at 10.
Don't just look for something that reinforces what you already believe factually or not. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill Maher and Rachel Maddow aren't the answer. They're the problem.
The Big 550.
Because everybody on the right isn't wrong, and everybody on the left isn't right. You got to search for the facts. You got to say, what matters in my life?
And KTRS.com.
He has it, and the Cup is a world champion for 2011.
It was one of the most dramatic postseasons in baseball history.
Breeze hits it in the air to center.
Get up, baby. Get up, baby. Get up.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. David Breeze has just seen us in the game number seven.
The Cardinals won their 11th World Championship in 2011, and now they're going for 12 and 12. Fans, right now, you can guarantee to see the action at Busch Stadium this year in a variety of ways. There are season ticket plans, party suites, world champion packs, all-inclusive tickets are all available right now. The club is loaded with talent, and Busch Stadium will be the place to be this summer.
What a night.
Fans, this is manager Mike Matheny. When I was playing, we never took your support for granted, and now as a manager, I can assure you that we will always appreciate your tremendous support. Let's make it 12 and 12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
What a team! What a ride!
Hi, this is the roofer for Lane House Construction. I've got big news. We're opening our second location, and we've hit the front page of Google. When we started our website, we were on page 16. Now, after a couple years and a lot of work, I'm very pleased to say that if you look on Google for roofing in St. Louis, you will find Lane House Construction on the front page. The way we grew up was the old-fashioned way with a lot of work. So give us a call. St. Charles, you can call us at 636-724-2000. St. Louis County, 314-845-2166, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Thank you so much. We're Henry's Humans. Good night.
Reading this story about a guy, 25-year-old guy, he's driving his Volkswagen and Volks station wagon in San Francisco. About 10:30 in the morning, and at the intersection of 24th Street, a heavy-set woman was standing around, wrapped in a blanket, surrounded by medical personnel. The train nearby was stopped and passengers crowding around trying to see what was going on. Suddenly, the woman whipped the blanket off and threw it at the medics, revealing that the only item of clothing she had on was a pair of closed-toe shoes. Then she turned away from the medics and went up to the car of this 25-year-old guy who was parked about 50 feet away watching all this. The guy says, she walked directly up to me, walked up to the hood of my car, and she began stomping on my windshield completely naked. The woman, who this guy says was estimated to be about 250 pounds, cracked his windshield with the first stomp. She got a couple more stomps in, and then before officers were able to pull her off of the car, handcuff her, and take her away. How bizarre would that be?
Yeah.
It's just driving down the street, minding your own business, and then, you know, 30 seconds later...
250 pound
later.
Naked?
Yeah, jumping on... Yes.
A 250-pound later.
I'm sorry, 250-pound lady later. left out a word there. Yeah, that would be.
That's not a good look.
No, that would be really strange. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what we got coming up this weekend. Trivia show here on the Big 550 KTRS every Saturday night from 9 until midnight. Yeah, it's always first show. And hope you'll join us for that. And I can also mention again our trivia night coming up on Saturday, March 24th. Be a good time. This year it'll benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. All the details are at billradio.com. That's Saturday, March 24th, which, by the way, last year, I believe it snowed. Didn't it snow last year?
Yes, it did.
You know, you think you're out of the woods, and here we are, sailing to spring, and then we had a big snowstorm.
Not a big snowstorm.
It was enough to where you had to clear it off of your car.
It covered the parking lot, at least, I remember.
Yeah. You guys want to
that road from the highway was nice. That one, what's the road that curls up into off of 270 there in Doherty Ferry? And you make that sharp turn to go up towards the Kirkwood Center? Does anybody know?
Are you talking about Guyer?
Does it turn into Guyer? I think it crosses. It's got a bunch of nice trees back there. I remember the snow was really nice because there's a big bunch of trees over the winding road.
Old Big Ben.
Kirkwood does have a lot of trees. For sure. All right, we've got about a minute left here. We have a few more leftover trivia questions that we didn't use. By the way, if you missed it, we had a winner today.
Yeah, that's something.
You should have been tuned in.
Big time.
Who was the first Cardinals manager to win a Manager of the Year award? Peon?
Red Chaney's.
Peon. Tina?
I guess I'll go with Whitey Herzog.
Ken Boyer.
1985, Whitey Herzog.
Oh, nice, Tina.
Good job. All right, this one's multiple choice. What determines the sex of a crocodile embryo? Temperature, humidity, or genetics?
Who's going first?
That would be Tina.
Oh, I'm going to say temperature.
I'm going to go with temperature.
Okay.
Temperature.
Temperature, that is in fact correct.
Oh. We know our Crocs.
Yeah.
And one last one. 1980s TV commercials for this soda used the phrase, never had it, never will. What was the soda?
Ooh. 7-Up.
That is correct. Yeah. Tina, nice job.
You didn't give us a chance to answer.
That's all right. We got to go.
She needed that one.
We're out of time.
Oh, all right.
Hope you folks have a fantastic weekend. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Oscars. And we'll be back next week. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Good night.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, rising more.